Compact Urban Gardening for Self-Sufficiency by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Introduction. In our increasingly volatile world, the concept of SHTF, shit hits the fan, scenarios is gaining prominence. These scenarios describe situations where societal structures and systems collapse due to natural disasters, economic crises, political turbulence, or other catastrophic events. In such crises, the ability to produce food becomes a crucial survival skill, especially in densely populated urban areas where resources are scarce. Urban preppers and their unique challenges. Urban preppers are individuals who prepare for potential emergencies within city environments. Unlike their rural counterparts, urban preppers face unique challenges related to food production due to limited space, lack of soil, and environmental constraints. Key challenges include limited growing space. Most urban dwellers live in apartments or small homes with little or no outdoor space for gardening. Environmental constraints. Urban environments can have poor air quality, limited sunlight, and contaminated soil, all of which can impact plant growth. Resource scarcity. Access to gardening resources like seeds, soil, and water can be limited in a crisis. Purpose of the report. The purpose of this report is to provide comprehensive guidance on compact urban gardening for achieving self-sufficiency. By learning how to utilize available space efficiently and grow their own food, urban preppers can enhance their resilience and reduce reliance on external food sources during SHTF scenarios. This dossier aims to equip readers with practical knowledge and actionable steps to create and maintain productive gardens in urban settings, regardless of space constraints. Importance and relevance of the topic. Compact urban gardening is critical in SHTF scenarios for several reasons. Food security. Growing your own food ensures access to fresh produce when supply chains are disrupted. Increasing urbanization. More than half of the world's population now lives in urban areas, and this trend is expected to continue. By 2050, approximately 68% of the global population will reside in cities. Preparedness. Necessity. Recent events such as the COVID-19 pandemic have highlighted the fragility of global food systems and the importance of self-sufficiency. Sustainability. Urban gardening promotes sustainable living by reducing food miles, utilizing local resources, and enhancing biodiversity within cities. Understanding compact urban gardening. What is compact urban gardening? Compact urban gardening involves growing food in small, often unconventional spaces within urban environments. This method uses innovative techniques to maximize limited space, making it possible to cultivate plants in apartments, balconies, rooftops, and other urban settings. Significance in urban settings. Accessibility. Enables city dwellers to grow fresh produce despite space constraints. Sustainability. Reduces reliance on long supply chains and decreases carbon footprint. Resilience. Enhances self-sufficiency by providing a reliable food source during disruptions. Albeit, benefits of growing your own food. Self-sufficiency. Independence from external food suppliers. Crucial during emergencies. Nutritional value. Access to fresh organic produce enhances health and well-being. Cost savings. Growing your own food can reduce grocery bills significantly. Environmental impact. Contributes to urban greening and improves air quality. Choosing the right plants. Selecting plants for small spaces. Choosing the right plants is essential for successful urban gardening. Compact varieties. Select plants bred for small spaces, such as dwarf or bush varieties. High-yield plants. Opt for plants that provide abundant produce in limited space. Fast-growing plants. Choose plants with short growing cycles for quicker harvests. low-maintenance plants. Prefer plants that require minimal care and are resilient to urban conditions. Recommended plants: herbs, basil, chives, mint, parsley, small size, high yield, and versatile use. Leafy greens: spinach, lettuce, kale, fast-growing and nutrient-rich. Root vegetables: radishes, carrots, beets, compact and productive. Fruits: strawberries, cherry tomatoes, dwarf citrus trees, suitable for containers and vertical gardens. Climbing plants: beans, peas, cucumbers. Utilize vertical space efficiently. Gardening techniques for small spaces: vertical gardening maximizes space by growing plants upward. Materials needed: trellises, shelves, hanging pots, wall-mounted planters. Setup instructions: choose location. Select a sunny spot with enough vertical space. Install supports. Secure trellises or shelves to walls or frames. Plant selection: opt for climbing plants or those suitable for hanging pots. Maintenance: ensure proper support and regular pruning to manage growth. Container gardening involves growing plants in pots or containers. Materials needed: pots, containers, soil, fertilizers. Setup instructions: select containers. Use containers with drainage holes to prevent waterlogging. Prepare soil. Use high-quality potting mix enriched with compost. Planting: choose plants based on container size and depth requirements. Watering and fertilizing: maintain consistent watering and periodic fertilizing. Hydroponics is a soilless gardening method using nutrient-rich water solutions. Materials needed: hydroponic system, DIY or pre-made, grow lights, nutrients. Setup instructions: choose system. Select from systems like nutrient film technique, NFT, deep water culture, DWC, or drip systems. Install grow lights. Ensure adequate light exposure if natural light is insufficient. Prepare nutrient solution. Mix appropriate nutrients into water. Monitor. Regularly check pH levels and nutrient concentration. Soil, water, and light management. Managing soil quality: good soil quality is vital for healthy plant growth. Composting: create compost from kitchen scraps and garden waste to enrich soil. Soil amendments: add organic matter, such as peat moss or vermiculite, to improve soil texture and fertility. Testing: regularly test soil pH and nutrient levels to maintain optimal conditions. Efficient water usage: efficient water management ensures healthy plants and conserves resources. Drip irrigation: use drip irrigation systems to deliver water directly to plant roots, reducing waste. Mulching: apply mulch to retain soil moisture and suppress weeds. Rainwater: harvesting, collect rainwater for irrigation to reduce reliance on municipal water supplies. Light exposure: adequate light is essential for photosynthesis and plant growth. Natural light: place plants in areas with maximum sunlight exposure, such as window sills or balconies. Grow lights: use LED grow lights to supplement natural light, especially in low light conditions. Setup tips: position lights 6 to 12 inches above plants and adjust duration based on plant needs. Reflective surfaces: use reflective surfaces to amplify available light. By understanding these fundamental aspects of compact urban gardening, urban preppers can create efficient and productive gardens in small spaces, ensuring a reliable food source during SHTF scenarios. Dealing with urban challenges: urban gardeners often encounter several unique challenges. Pests: insects and rodents can be more prevalent in urban areas. Limited space: finding enough room to grow a variety of plants can be difficult. Pollution: air and soil pollution can adversely affect plant health. Water access: Limited access to water or poor quality water sources can hinder gardening efforts. Practical solutions and preventive measures. Pest control. Natural predators. Introduce beneficial insects like ladybugs and lacewings that prey on common garden pests. Organic pesticides. Use neem oil, insecticidal soap, or garlic spray to deter pests. Physical barriers. Employ netting, row covers, or copper tape to protect plants from pests. Maximizing space. Vertical gardens. Utilize vertical space as discussed in subsection 3. Multi-use planters. Use tiered planters or stackable containers to grow multiple plants in a single area. Succession planting. Rotate crops and plant new seedlings immediately after harvesting to maximize usage of available space. Pollution mitigation. Soil testing. Regularly test soil for contaminants and amend with clean compost or use raised beds with fresh soil. Air filters. Place plants that are sensitive to pollution indoors near air purifiers or windows. Hardy plants. Choose plants known for their resilience to urban pollutants, such as hardy greens and herbs. Water management, rainwater. Harvesting. Collect and store rainwater for irrigation to mitigate limited municipal water access. Water filtration. Use simple filtration systems to remove contaminants from tap water. Efficient watering. Implement drip irrigation or self-watering containers to optimize water usage. By addressing these challenges with practical solutions, urban gardeners can create robust and productive gardens even in the face of urban constraints. Harvesting and storing produce. How to harvest produce. Proper harvesting techniques ensure that fruits and vegetables are picked at peak ripeness. Timing. Harvest early in the morning when temperatures are cooler and plants are less stressed. Tools. Use clean, sharp tools such as scissors or knives to avoid damaging plants. Signs of ripeness. Learn specific ripeness indicators for each type of plant. For example, tomatoes should be fully colored and leafy greens should be firm. Storing produce for freshness and longevity. Cool storage. Store harvested produce in a cool, dark place to extend freshness. Humidity control. Use perforated plastic bags or storage containers to maintain appropriate humidity levels. Refrigeration. Refrigerate produce that requires cold storage, such as leafy greens and berries. Preserving food. Canning process. Sterilize jars, fill with produce, and process in a water bath or pressure canner, according to recommended guidelines. Best for vegetables, fruits, and sauces. Drying methods. Use a dehydrator, oven, or air dry method to remove moisture from produce. Best for herbs, fruits, and vegetables. Fermenting. Process. Submerge produce in a saltwater brine and allow it to ferment naturally over time. Best for vegetables like cabbage, sauerkraut, cucumbers, pickles, and carrots. By employing these techniques, urban preppers can ensure that their harvested produce remains fresh and usable for extended periods, enhancing their food security during emergencies. Community gardening and sharing resources. Community gardening. Social interaction builds community bonds and fosters collaboration. Shared resources. Pooling resources such as tools, seeds, and knowledge reduces individual burden. Diverse crops. A collective effort allows for growing a wider variety of plants and sharing the harvest. Resource sharing. Cost efficiency. Sharing costs for equipment and supplies makes gardening more affordable. Skill exchange. Enables knowledge sharing and skill building among participants. Mutual support. Provides a support network during planting, maintenance, and harvesting. Starting or joining a community garden. Identify space. Find a suitable location such as unused land, rooftops, or shared courtyards. Organize group. Form a group of interested individuals and assign roles and responsibilities. Plan layout. Design the garden layout, considering space for individual and communal plots. Fundraising. Secure funding through grants, donations, or community contributions. Launch. Begin with a kickoff event to engage participants and start planting. Joining an existing community garden. Research. Look for community gardens in your area through local directories or online platforms. Contact. Reach out to the garden coordinator to inquire about membership and participation requirements. Participate. Attend meetings, workshops, and workdays to integrate into the community and contribute to garden efforts. By engaging in community gardening and resource sharing, urban preppers can enhance their gardening success, build stronger community ties, and increase their overall resilience. Conclusion. Summary of key findings. This report titled SHTF Survival Secrets, Classified Dossier, Compact Urban Gardening for Self-Sufficiency, has provided a comprehensive guide for urban preppers to achieve self-sufficiency through compact urban gardening. The key findings from the report include understanding compact urban gardening. Compact urban gardening utilizes limited urban spaces effectively for food production. Benefits include enhanced self-sufficiency, improved nutritional intake, cost savings, and positive environmental impact. Choosing the right plants. Selecting plants suitable for small spaces such as compact varieties and high yield, fast growing, and low maintenance plants is crucial for urban gardening success. Recommended plants include herbs, leafy greens, root vegetables, and climbing plants. Gardening techniques for small spaces. Techniques like vertical gardening, container gardening, and hydroponics maximize space utilization. Step-by-step instructions were provided for setting up these systems to ensure optimal plant growth. Soil, water, and light management. Managing soil quality, efficient water usage, and adequate light exposure are essential for healthy urban gardens. Best practices include composting, drip irrigation, rainwater harvesting, and using grow lights. Dealing with urban challenges. Urban gardeners face challenges such as pests, limited space, pollution, and water access. Practical solutions include natural pest control, vertical and container gardening, pollution mitigation, and water filtration. Harvesting and storing produce. Proper harvesting techniques and storage practices ensure maximum freshness and longevity of produce. Techniques for preserving food, such as canning, drying, and fermenting, were outlined to extend shelf life. Community gardening and sharing resources. Community gardening offers benefits like social interaction, shared resources, diverse crops, and mutual support. Starting or joining a community garden involves organizing a group, planning layouts, securing funding, and active participation. Implications and recommendations. Based on these findings, several implications and recommendations arise for urban preppers. Adopt sustainable practices. Embrace sustainable gardening methods that utilize local resources, reduce waste, and promote environmental health. Engage in continuous learning. Stay informed about new gardening techniques, plant varieties, and best practices through workshops, online courses, and community exchanges. Foster community collaboration. Build strong community networks to share resources, skills, and knowledge, enhancing overall resilience and preparedness. Plan for emergencies. Develop comprehensive emergency plans that include strategies for maintaining and expanding urban gardens during crises. Resource stockpiling. Stockpile essential gardening supplies, such as seeds, soil amendments, tools, and preservation equipment, to ensure uninterrupted gardening activities. Final thoughts. In conclusion, compact urban gardening is not only a practical solution for urban preppers, but also a vital skill in ensuring food security and self-sufficiency during SHTF scenarios. As urbanization continues to rise and the potential for emergencies increases, the ability to produce food within city environments becomes increasingly important. By implementing the strategies and practices outlined in this report, urban preppers can create resilient and productive gardens, providing a reliable food source in times of need. Preparedness is an ongoing journey. By continuously learning, adapting, and collaborating with the community, urban preppers can enhance their self-sufficiency and contribute positively to their urban ecosystems. Investing time and effort into compact urban gardening today will pay dividends in ensuring food security and resilience in the future.